This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The Minister of Lands, Mines and Energy has said all the materials imported for the construction of the Mount Coffee hydropower plant are in the country, thus putting the project on track. Patrick Sandolo revealed that the comprehensive 20-year master plan put in place has been broken into 5 years to ensure that big light comes on gradually. He projected that about 80,000 households will benefit from reliable electricity by the end of 2016, emphasizing on six elements in the electricity program. Mr. Sandolo said this will ease electricity hardships for residential and commercial installations. Addressing the Ministry of Information press briefing on Tuesday in Monrovia, Minister Sandolo condemned people engaged in power theft and warned them to desist from such practices because it is an impediment to the improvement of the energy sector. The National Port Authority says it is installing aids for navigation along the breakwater. The Communications Director of the National Port Authority told on Mereda News that this is the first time the NPA will have a 24-hour service operation. Malcolm Scott said the device, which has been installed by the International Association of Lighthouse, IALH, a world-renowned supplier, will allow the tailing of vessels beyond the previous 17 hours booking time for service at the port. Malcolm also said the device, which is to be completed at the end of April, will bring enormous benefits to the NPA.
This is a very positive impact on the economy, where the country will realize quick turnaround vessel time, meaning it will have more vessels berthing and sailing at the Freeport of Monrovia at night, which is the 24/7 operations of vessels. It will also have revenue generation, meaning that government will realize more revenue as a result of this. Besides, it will also lead to job creation. So those are the benefits and results of having aids to navigation installed along the breakwaters of any port.
The Communications Director of the National Port Authority, Malcolm Scott. The National Drugs Enforcement Agency says it has stepped up partnership with customs authorities to fight smuggling of harmful drugs and other illegal goods into the country. A session of DEA and customs officers recently completed a two-week training workshop on how to address this problem. The director of the DEA, Mr. Anthony Swore, told on Unmail Radio News the training known as the Container Control Mechanism equipped the participants with tactics of detecting containers with illegal imported goods. Nima County Superintendent says a decision to privatize the West African Power Pool project, the cross-border energy, has been taken. He said this was at a major stakeholders meeting recently. Fons Wagle added that a vendor has been selected through a competitive bidding process and negotiations are underway for the group to take over in June this year. Plans for some residents of Lower Nima to have access to solar power is also in the pipeline. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A BBC report says two people were burned to death on Monday during xenophobic violence in Zambia's capital, Lusaka. The riot started after rumors that Rwandans were behind recent ritual killings in the city. The police did not give the nationalities of those killed and urged people not to believe false rumors. More than 250 people have been arrested after more than 60 Rwandan-owned shops were looted in 2 days of violence. Six people have been murdered since March and their body parts removed. Rumors circulated that the body parts will be used as charms to ensure success in business. And at least 330 million people are affected by drought in India. Authorities say this number is likely to rise further, given that some states with water shortages have not yet submitted status reports. The drought is taking place as a heat wave extends across much of India, with temperatures crossing 40 degrees centigrade for days now. An 11-year-old girl died of heat stroke while collecting water from a village pump in the western Maharashtra state. Local journalist Manu Sapti told the BBC that Yogita Desai has spent close to 4 hours in 42 degrees centigrade temperatures gathering water from the pump on Sunday. Yogita's death certificate says she died of heat stroke and dehydration. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unnations.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.